You are turned up to the process on WCRX 88.1 FM and WCRXFM.com. I'm your kid, Jay, baby, and my guest today is Chicago's national champion women's tackle football team, the Chicago Force. Yes, I'm so turned up. They are 2012 Women's Football Associate Champions with a 5-0 record for the 2013 season. Here with me is quarterback Sammy Grisoff. Grisoff, am I saying it right? Okay.
Grisoffy, you're close.
Grisoffy, I'm sorry. Linebacker, Darcy Leslie. Lyman, Keisha Taz Brooks. The Chicago Force is in the building. Welcome and thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited. So let's start out real general-like. So how long have each of you been playing football?
All right, this is my sixth year playing.
Ever?
Oh, yeah.
Ever than eight.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been playing forever 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about you?
Me, I think this is my ninth season.
Ninth season?
This will be my 13th ever, but my seventh with the Force.
Oh, were you at another team beforehand?
No, I played when I was a kid, and then in high school, like Darcy. Darcy's played two other years.
Cool.
That's why I said ever.
So when you tell someone you're on a women's football team, especially a tackle football team, what is their first reaction?
Well, usually they always say, is it soccer, you mean? And I'm like, no, it's real tackle football. And I always try to convince them to come out and check out a game. And once they do, they're like, all right, this is real football.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the most common answer is, so American football, is that what you're is it tackle? And then it's, is it the lingerie thing?
Yeah.
And then we're like, no, 100 yards. Because the difference, a lot of people are like, well, why do you knock on the lingerie? And it's like, we're not knocking on it. It's just not this. It's not full football.
It's not football at
because
all.
It's only 7-on-7, so it's not 11-on-11. It's not a full field. So we
and
play.
There's no hitting.
NCAA rule. Yeah. Well, no, there's hitting.
No, there's no hitting.
Well, we see how they
feel.
But
definitely
obviously.
No introductions. That's yeah. What this is going about.
So how did you, or if one person want to answer, or however you want to do it, how did you all find out that you wanted to play women's football at all?
Hi, this is Taz. Actually, when it was first brought to me, one of our owners, Linda Bechet, played on my flag football team. And when it started, when they brought the team here in Chicago, I actually told her at the time, no jokes if you're looking at me now, but at the time I told her I was not big enough to play football. Why are you laughing?
Oh, okay. I thought of a joke earlier that somebody said.
But I like the sport. It was a new challenge for me because I've always played competitive, sports, softball, basketball, and I like to introduce myself. So I thought, what better way to do that than up close, personal, and knocking you out?
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. So describe what's a regular day for a women's football player during the season. It's your turn. Go on.
Okay. During the season, regular day, let's see, game day or practice day?
Don't matter whichever one you want to describe.
Let's see. You know, obviously this isn't paying for us, so we have to obviously go to work. So go to work, probably work a 10-hour day shift, get your butt to practice your butt off for another 3 hours, go home, get about 6 hours of sleep and start the day all over again.
That's pretty much it, man. Yeah.
So is it, how hard is it, or how do you maintain a personal, professional, and intimate relationship outside of football?
Your relationship outside of football is really with your teammates.
Yeah, that's pretty
like
much
we
it.
We spend a lot of time together.
You have
like,
to have a really understanding partner.
We are very
partner.
Close.
Yeah. You have to have a really understanding significant other, too. If you do have one, you have to be very... They have to be very understanding.
They better love football, too.
And your teammates. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what challenges do you have to overcome because it is tackle football? And yes, a guy gave me this question to ask, so yes.
Me personally, I don't think there's really a challenge. I mean, we're all athletes. We've all, competed at various levels, some at even professional levels. So I don't think it's a challenge. It's more so just a mindset. It's something we love to do. We go out and do it, and we do it very well. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like any other sport. I mean, it's the same challenge that comes with any other sport. The difference is that if you miss your assignment in this game, somebody can get injured. So that's what brings us closer together, I think, as a team. Is like it would a men's team. I've played with both men and women, and I'd say that no matter what, gender doesn't matter. But this sport, is very much, you know, the camaraderie in this sport is unmatched.
Camaraderie, I like that word. You are listening to The Process on WCRX 88.1 FM. I'm Jay Baby, and my guest today is Chicago's finest, the Chicago Force football team, and they are talking about their experience as professional women's tackle football players. Yes? They're yes. nodding their yes. head like, yes, we are professional. Yes.
You can't see us nodding, but we are.
So, anybody want to describe the first time you were tackled? Like, ever.
How about giving a tackle?
Yeah. Giving a tackle? Oh, okay. Yeah. Y'all so cold, y'all don't get tackled. Y'all give tackles.
That's right. I'm the quarterback and I do.
So how does it feel to tackle somebody?
It feels good. I've played defense for, this is going to be my 6th year playing on the force, and it is a good feeling. Like when you get that good pop, you know, you pick them up, their legs are elevated, and you just smash them down. And I like doing that. I like elevating them.
Darcy lays the wood for sure. Yes, Darcy for lays sure. the wood.
It's a good feeling.
Are there any stereotypes that go along with women's tackle football?
I think just the stereotype, the big thing is just the lingerie thing. I think that's a big stereotype, or that it's not as developed. People think it's just going to be a bunch of, like, you know, sissies out there, and it's not. It's not.
So how well do you think your team could stack up against a men's team?
You know, honestly, if I were to speak completely candidly, I think that we could, you know, Division III college. I think we could play a Division III college men's team and compete.
Nice.
I really do. I mean, the game's developing so fast, and now that there are more girls that are playing in high school and there are more women in general that, you know, are trying out for these professional teams, the game's just completely escalated in, I would even say, the last 3 years. Yeah. It's amazing where it's gone. So I'm excited to see where it's going to be in 15 years. Who knows, you know?
So I checked out your fan base, and you guys have an awesome and crazy fan base. And one of the reasons maybe is because you actually stream live all of your games. Mm-hmm. What kind of variety of a fan base does that bring for you guys?
I would say that a lot of people... a lot of us come from different places, so there's a lot of family that we get from different areas and regions in the United States, and they, of course, are very proud of us, so they blast it to all their friends. So I'd say we have a pretty diverse, all-over-the-country fan base for the Chicago Force, and we're lucky for that, and we love them very much.
Very much.
Well, with love also comes haters. Yes, the haters. So how do you deal with the haters and the naysayers, the people that be like, oh, you can't take me on at football? But you know you could probably knock them down and elevate them a little bit, lay the wood. How do you deal with that?
I mean, our biggest thing is we really just encourage them to come out and check it out for themselves, even come out to maybe a practice. I don't know. My motto is just let us introduce ourselves, and then you tell us after the introduction what you think.
That's amazing. What impacts do you feel the Chicago Force has on women and young girls?
I feel like we have a huge impact. We always try to get the younger girls out there, especially we have some that do play for the Pee Wee League with the boys, and we all obviously want them to get out there and, like, get familiar with women's tackle football and get familiar with our team, because it's obviously a huge deal. We want them to be encouraged to, you know that you don't have to play for the boys. There's other things out there, and you should definitely keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I want to know at that point, who really inspired you when you were a kid? Because everybody's got an inspiration that they look up to before they decide they want to try something. So who were your inspirations?
My mom was my inspiration, actually. I came to her in 7th grade and told her I wanted to play football, which I was afraid at first because it's obviously a male sport, and I didn't know how she would react to it. But she was all for it, paid the fees, and was like, if you want to do it, you'll do it. If you get hurt, don't come crying to me. Yeah. I did it, and I am very grateful because of that, because I am the football player I am today because she allowed me to do that.
Well, for me, my family, definitely. But I have one particular cousin that we're about the same age, and I'm competitive. I didn't like the fact that he beat me in anything. And so, you know, he beat me once, and I vowed to never get beat again. And it just stemmed from there, so.
I would say my mom as well. Similar reasons as Darcy. I was 10. I said I wanted to play. She had a 2-hour conversation with the head of the league. What are the repercussions? And then, you know.
Well. So. That is amazing. I would like to thank you wonderful, gorgeous, and tough, and just inspiring ladies for coming down here. I'm so excited. I can't wait to come see a game, bring my little ones to come see a game.
Yeah, you got to come out. June 1st is our next home game, so you got to come out and check it
out. Oh, yeah. Tell the people what you're doing. Tell the people what you're doing.
June 1st, we're playing our arch rivals, Kansas City, and it's going to be a heck of a game. It's going to be at Evanston Township High School, and the kickoff is 5 p.m., so you got to come check it out.
Nice. How much are tickets?
$10.
$10?
Or 12. 12, I'm sorry.
$12. It's affordable and it's great. Like, how awesome can you get? If you would like to know more about the very fine ladies of the Chicago Force football team, you can go online to chicagoforcefootball.com. You can also sponsor, volunteer, and stream games live. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to The Process on WCRX 88.1 FM and WCRX.com. And may the Chicago Force be with you.
Nice.